ロケーションウィークリージャパン特別編です。今日はですね、 LBMA グローバルノースアメリカで展開しているイベントですね、リテールロコセントラルに来ています。今日は EU の代表であるカーステンに来ていただいてます。 So Karsten, thank you for joining me for this Location Weekly Japan podcast. Please, you know, explain what do you do exactly?
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I'm Karsten. I'm running the LBMA together with Asif, and I'm mostly responsible for our European operations since more than 10 years. So I'm super happy to have you guys in Japan running the LBMA there. Thanks, Kuni, for doing this. It's a great honor to have such great members like you, company, and I'm looking forward to meet you in person. So what we are doing in Europe right now is we try to recover from COVID still. So as an association, we were facing a lot of problems on our member base during that time period because we were mostly focused on the retail industry with their vendors, with their companies who work with the retail industry. It doesn't matter if they're supply or demand chain companies. And there were members on a subscription-based model as you have it in Japan too. And so during COVID, lots of that retail come into trouble and they quit their membership. So what we do and develop through that time is a bunch of digital products to help vendors of the industry to get more eyeballs and to get more attention on their products. Mostly digital driven, so we started by running digital conferences. We upgraded our international news format. We also came out this year with a new format. It's a bi-weekly newsletter of the LBMA, where we are covering the international podcast you may know from the international LBMA side. We'll have two feature stories and also add some data and numbers to regrow our audience. And secondly, we were developing a platform to showcase our products. It's called Best Retail Cases.
Thank you. So you've been doing this for 10 years in EU, and how it has evolved since you started this LBMA EU?
Yeah, so interesting wise, we started purely marketing orientated. So when we started 10 years ago, we were coming out of the mobile marketing and mobile business area. So location was be a big part of mobile. So we had the first GPS, SDKs available in applications during that time period. And so the interesting part of it was to see how we went out of marketing into optimization of processes, come more and more necessary to understand where is an object, where are the people, where are the asset, at least kind of a product in a grocery store. We talk about micro location to track and trace things. And this is, I think, I didn't expect that when we started the LBMA, that's coming so serious out of marketing. And so this is one of the developments, and also seeing the fall of the physical stores. At the end of the day, yeah, they're still around and there will still stores around in the future, but the purpose will be a different one. And it's very interesting to see how LBMA is involved in that process over the 10 years and also, maybe part of it.
So, I mean, your focus is mainly on the retail, since 10 years ago, and now things are kind of changing after the COVID and in recovering in most ways, I suppose. But what about the other industries like, smart factories or smart city type of things? What are you seeing that?
Interesting wise, it's connected to each other. As we're talking about smart cities and city development, it's more and more coming that the real estate company who's owning the property is interested in generate more value. More value means different business models. So they're not only owning in the future apartments or living or condos. They also own office spaces and retail facilities. And so what we learned through the pandemic is that people are not want to travel and commute 2 hours to get to work. So they're not willing to do that in the future. They want to work where they live, close together, as we had it before everybody moved to the city. That was the reason why the cities are so big, because there was the work, people went there for work. Now with digital, it's possible to work from literally everywhere in the world, but you need daycare for the kids, you need health stuff, doctors, you need grocery stores, you need entertainment. And this is what smart cities are connecting to retail in a very crucial way, because those people who finance that, those real estate companies in the back, they have the money to create these new smart cities, and they will be digitalized. So this is connected to another.
When we, you know, think about Europe, we always think about GDPR, right? And the general assumption from us is it's going to be very difficult. If we do something wrong, we all get sued. How are things with GDPR? And maybe there is some changes coming over the AI. Any inputs?
Actually, so we are not as focused on the government side as you guys are in Japan. So I'm not want to have official statement on that. We see some countries in Europe acting very, very, critical with ChatGPT and things like that. So that's interesting to see. They don't know, obviously, that there's a VPN available for everybody on the planet, so you can change your location in the smartphone wherever you want. Anyhow, but at the end of the day, it's coming more and more, and you see it at Apple and Google. So privacy is a big thing. So I watched the developer conference of Apple 2 weeks ago. So privacy literally takes 20% of that. So we take care of your data. So I think it's there now. It's not nothing we have to discuss. It's a thing where we are aware of, and the business and the industry is aware of, and we don't have to explain any time why are we doing the data protection thing.
Very German answer.
Whatever that means.
Anyway, so
around, you mean that?
Anyway, what's next for the LVMA EU?
The LVMA EU, so we have two conferences upcoming. So we have a cooperation with the biggest marketing exhibition called Demexco in Cologne, upcoming in September. We have there also a POS Connect event, which is purely digital thing is where we give away also the best retail cases award, and then we're in the preparation for the retail local event in February next year, also together with the airport of Munich. So this is what we are doing, and still growing the international database again. So we hired a team, which is great, so get some money and investment to do that, so helping us to communicate. So happy to see you guys in person also next time in Europe.
Yeah, we'd like to get more things, you know, involvement between, you know, organizations in Japan and EU and US-based companies, not only for the business collaboration, but also, you know, investment side of things. So let's get things rolling from here on out. So, all right, thank you very much for having this time.
Thank you.
Interview. Thank you.